Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Mint Room.
Random.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Hola.
Kyle, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Random. All right, Kyle. I think you can answer this one.
So my wife said free time.
What's that, Kyle?
My wife said the answer is free time.
Your wife said to answer what now?
Free time.
Three times?
Three times.
Okay, answer it three times. What song or band would keep you away? What song or band would keep you from going to see him?
What was that?
I said, what song or band would keep you from going to see them?
Eagles.
Eagles. All right, you're going to lean on that, huh? Okay. All right. That is a that's not an uncommon answer.
What's that? Do people really hate the Eagles, or is that made more popular because of
Big Lebowski?
Hmm. I mean, obviously that made it more popular, but I think some people legitimately hate the Eagles. And then, depending how old you are, they got played a lot on the radio. So if you did not like the Eagles, it was probably just made worse by the fact you could not escape it. You know, it's like Smooth from Rob Thomas. It's not a bad song. But when you hear it four times an hour, every hour, I mean, for months on end, you're like, F this guy, F Carlos Santana.
Look, I bet the concert's great. People have said their show at the Sphere is wonderful. Is it the Grateful Dead level? I don't know.
But everyone's show at the Sphere is good. Would they be good on stage? Like, take the Sphere out of it. Now, put them on stage. Because I've seen some very boring bands on stage. I get the feeling if you put them at the Sphere, I'm going to be like,
well, everyone says, right. You know, you can go see the Dead and Company, but at the Sphere, they said people said it was a life-changing experience. So if I'm going to see the Eagles and I just see them normally, it's going to be okay. But maybe if I see them at the Sphere, it's like, okay, this was worth it.
I mean, I'd go see the Eagles at the Gorge. I like the Eagles. I'd go see them at the baseball stadium. But I also, as somebody that's been to the Sphere twice, anything you put on there is going to be awesome.
Who's the worst artist you'd be willing to see at the Sphere? And not Lou Bega, but Mamba Number 5, because we don't know his body of work.
You have to be the name of that, but you still Bega, need to be at that level.
Sure, but take any band, hypothetically, just a band you don't like. Like, I hate
Poison.
I'll
pick one for both of us.
I do. I really do. I dislike
Poison.
What
about Madonna? I don't care for Madonna, but if they said, throw Ted, here's two tickets, I'd be like, we're going.
You know what? God, I hate to say, because I truly hate her so much. Yes, I would go to the freaking Sphere to see Madonna. If you gave me tickets,
I would go see a hair metal festival. I don't need to see like one band's great. I want to see when the Sphere does like, okay, they're going to open up with Firehouse, and then Slaughter's going to play next, and then you know, bands like that, Skid Row maybe takes the stage, and then you end the night with I don't know,
maybe
like Motley Crue or some crap, right?
Okay, Crue, yes, I know this sounds bad.
But you see like a bunch of different bands, still in the Sphere.
Slaughter, no.
I mean, I think some
I would
of those
see Crocus before I see Slaughter.
All right.
I think some of those older bands.
Like a cruise ship, you know. Say.
Like when I saw like Nas and the Wu-Tang Clan together, like they kind of kept switching off, which I like. Mike, I think Mike saw somebody Was it like, was it a boy band or something? And they kept kind of switching with the other guys.
Oh, yeah, that was New Kids on the Block. And there was Tiffany was there. Salt and Pepper was there.
So same thing. Like, I don't know that I'd go see one of these people individually, but they all do it together. And they'll just do like two or three and sure. then be like, all right, you're on now.
Bill Biv right. DeVoe, Bobby Brown, everybody gets together and does
one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the mixtape tour.
Whatever.
The mixtape tour.
So yeah, exactly.
All right, makes
New
sense.
Kids started the show with like two songs. Then they just duck out, and then somebody else comes out and does a couple songs.
Huh. So you're right. If you had like a hair metal and just bring all those bands back, who we're not essing on them, but they
no,
only had
no,
one.
No, yeah,
they
yeah.
had one
White,
big
White
hit.
Lion.
You might know another one. I mean, look, I like that band. I throw Alien Ant Farm in there, right? Not okay. hair metal, but like I like their second song. But you're right. If you said, hey, watch all five of them, they're only going to play 10 songs.
They're going to play 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Game
I
on.
Still would not see Poison.
Well, but they're 2 hours deep in the material, though.
Right. I could, even
I'm
at
sure.
the Sphere.
I'm sure.
Like,
Tesla, one of those bands.
I'd watch Tesla. I could watch Tesla not at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Now, if Poison were part of the Miles Montgomery hair metal experience, and you could promise me no more than three songs, and I know what one of them's going to be. Actually, you know, honestly,
like Stephen Piercy's Rat or whatever. That
I'd go see them.
I would go see that too.
At the Sphere.
Yeah. And just have like five of those, six of those. I'm in. Reason we asked what song or band would keep you away. A barbershop in downtown L.A. has been blasting the toddler favorite Baby Shark to deter homeless individuals from setting up camp outside the business. Shalom Stiles, who is the CEO and founder of Stiles Barber Lounge, talked with the television station explaining his ongoing effort to protect his shop and keep his customers safe and as comfortable as possible. I've been making sure since I came to the street, there's no homeless, there's no tents, and if I see something, I'm going to clean it up. I'll see cracked glass on the corners because they're cracking windows sometimes, but on my street, they're not, and I do have surveillance. He explained that another effort he's put in place with the help of property management includes security cameras that make a noise alert anytime there is motion nearby. So if people are walking just back and forth, whatever, nothing's going to happen. But if you're loitering, the cameras will beep, and the camera sound isn't loud enough. There's cars going by at all hours of the day, also not loud enough. So the speaker, believe it or not, playing Baby Shark, it's going to make everybody move. I've seen it. In a recent encounter, Stiles said he had to tell a naked woman to leave after he found her sitting unclothed on the bench outside his business. It was bad. It was an eyesore. She started screaming at the top of her lungs. She kicked off her shoes. She threw them at me and screamed for probably 10 minutes. Stiles said that police and other city efforts have not helped, but that he hopes that the city will try a little bit harder. We can't have the encampment grow here. It's annoying for them to do what they're doing to the business, so I'd rather just be annoyed. Listen to Baby Shark.
Yeah, Baby Shark, that stuff, and I did some comparison. So whatever the chick's name was, the singing, Hope something, I don't remember. So we was like, dude, cut her some slack. She was 10 years old, she sang Baby Shark. And I go, all right. So now, I Google the Cars for Kids, all right? Now, on average, they're anywhere from 8 to 10 years old. Same age as the girl that sings Baby Shark. There was no backup for them, right? So the girl that sang Baby Shark, people are like, look, it's not a good song. She was a little girl, cut her slack, get off her back.
Yeah.
Cars for Kids are like, F those kids, every one of them, even though and there's been an update to it, believe it or not. So the most recent update, that's the one we see currently, that was in 2020. The first one was in 2005 or something like that, and they had to replace the kids eventually.
Hmm.
But there's zero sympathy for any of those kids. And I'm like, come on, man. They were the same age. Like, doesn't matter. That jingle is more annoying to people than Baby Shark. And that is
Well, if you're in jail, you might call them. We talked about this before. Like, how many numbers do you really know? You might know one or two.
877 Cars for Kids.
You're like, hello, Cars for Kids. I am incarcerated.
I don't have my cell phone. I don't know anyone's
you're the
number.
Only number I know.
What is Empire Carpet?
2-300.
800-588-2300.
All right, who else's jingle do we know?
Pierre Money Mart, 800-800-855.
1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Right,
things start getting stinky. Call Pinky.
Call Pinky. Right. I guess I call DUI away, even if it's not a DUI, because they'd be like, sir, we don't cover this. Like, I understand that, but again, because of your jingle, you're one of four phone numbers I know, and you are lawyers. Can you put me in touch?
Right, I got involved in a domestic. My bad.
Right. Sorry. Help me out, man.
You know what? That's not a bad call. We'd have to talk to that guy, but I wonder if you were like, it's not a DUI. I need a bail bondsman. Right, right. Just call somebody. Yeah.
I don't have a cell phone, man. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows anyone's
But they
number.
Let you do it now.
You can actually use your cell
I'm phone. Almost positive they have changed those rules because you're right. Nobody knows.
No, like I said, if it's not in a jingle, I don't know. Cars for Kids are probably, Jesus Christ, another incarcerated person is calling.
Random, I still tell you, random, the worst random, thing, random, when I got arrested, random, one of the worst random, things is you don't realize random, it until you make random, that collect random, call. Random, and it says, random, you've got a collect call from random, an inmate at the Baltimore County or Baltimore City Jail named Ted.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, wow.
Yes.
We have to put that in the beginning? You couldn't just say collect call?
They do. They say from where, because now because they understand you're making a judgment call already.
Yeah.
And if it's not Ted or some immediate family member, like, there's no chance I'm taking it.
How else would you make a collect call? Like, can you call zero and call an operator and you're like, yeah, I need to make a collect call?
I mean, this was 02, so I guess you
but
still
I mean,
could?
Even like on a, if I had a cell phone, right?
Right.
I mean, I just, like, I don't know how I could make it. Do you have to go to a phone booth?
Yeah, do you have to be at a pay phone to do this? Or like, what kind of phone?
And even then, how did it work? It was what? You call the operator? Well, you dial zero.
Like, you got a phone or not. You're paying for the bill. You're not paying long distance anymore. So why does it matter?
But I remember you had to what? Hit zero, explain to the operator you wanted to make a collect call, then you had to give the operator the number, and then I believe that when they made the collect call on your behalf, you did not hear the party that answered.
Correct, because they
until after they accepted. So your best thing, because you go, Steve, right? So even if I'm not in jail, I'd be like, Mike, you are getting a collect call from Steve. Do you accept the charges? I can't hear what you're going to say because you might mutter like that mother effer.
Also, you got to give your payment information.
Right.
So that's another part of that. The person who's getting the call, they got to pay for that. As soon as you call. So they need to get all that crap or figure out what your bill is or what all.
I discovered one, collect calls were infinitely more than any normal phone call. I did not know this, but I will not say which uncle. Looking back, I'm not surprised, but a collect call from my uncle. And when I'm a kid, I'm just like, oh, man, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a hot minute, right? So we get on the phone. He talks to me. He's trying to be cool. He did seem a little stressed. But again, I'm maybe 9 or 10 years old. So finally, I called on to my dad. I'm like, hey, your brother's on the phone. And I can't see my mother, but I can see my father look in her direction with a look that says, why the F is he calling? But he does not express this to me.
Okay.
Walks down the hall, picks up the phone. When they start talking, my dad kind of shoos me away. Just like, get out of the room. Still don't know what the conversation was. About 10 minutes later, he walks down to my bedroom. He's like, Steve, when the phone rang, what did you hear? I said, the operator was on there and said, hey, man, your brother, collect call. So I just said, yeah.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, one, don't. If it is not me, your mother, or your brother, do not accept. He goes, do you know how much that costs? I have no idea. He explained it. He goes, second of all, if this particular uncle ever calls again and it's a collect call, do not accept the charges. It's like, I just paid extra money to listen to nonsense. And he knew I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, my bad. And I would say in the next 7 years that I still lived at home, this particular uncle probably made three more calls that I'm aware of that were collect, and it's weird.
He wasn't in jail. He just needed to talk to your brother, or his brother.
His brother, my father. Yeah, I don't know entirely, man, but either way, the situation was never good. But then, you know, I'm a little bit older, and you get this, it's collect call. I almost said his name. Collect call from your uncle. And you feel bad. I'm like, no, man. And operators don't care. They're like, okay. Yep. We have to check. Yep. Click. That was bad. So I tell my father, like, hey, man, your brother called early. Did he call collect? Yeah, God damn it. Did you accept the chart? No. You taught me when I'm young.
Yep. Did you ever try to get in where you were? In a collect call, like where it says, where it stops for your name.
What do you mean?
I'd be like, Ted's school. Or Ted at St. Joe's. Like just if somebody forgot to pick you up or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That way they don't have to pay for the charges.
Correct.
That's what they used to do. I told you, man. That's how people from the jail would call me at night and get the requests on. Collect call from the Monongahela County Jail from
Leonard Skinner.
Do you accept the charges? Yeah. Every one of them knew that game. I mean, they would call me 4 or 5 times a night. Different guys doing the same thing. Led Zeppelin.
Well, at least you got a captive audience.
No, I'm not taking that. I'm playing Led Zeppelin.
I'm with you, though, Ted. That's how I got home from school after, like, sports or band after school or whatnot. Before the days of cell phones, like, just 1-800-COLLECT, you know, state your name. Mike, ready to come home.
Mike, ready to come
home. Yeah, and then as soon as they declined the charges, I knew that they were on their way.
Yeah, that's...
Right, like, I can't get... Like, as an adult, like, I'm not mad at my mom or whatever, but, like, she was working, whatever.
Sure,
like,
you forget.
The schedules, or maybe my brother was... Sometimes you just be sitting there at school, they'd be like... All right, you got to call somebody. Like, we're not taking you in.
Ted at school.
Yeah.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.